Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai. And it's as a schus for a zivig for Aaron ben Rochel, Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, Avide Nishmas, Malka Basar of Chaim Yitzchok, Rosh Hashanah, we certainly intensify the search for ways and means to strengthen, expand, and develop further our ability to have bitochon in Hashem. And I think there's an exercise that we actually perform four times in every Shmoneh Esrei that we say. And I think that if we pay attention to the exercise and exercise with it, we will be developing and enhancing our bitochon in Hashem. Shmoneh Esrei, when we say the first bracha, Baruch Atah, we bend down. Shem Hashem, we straighten up. Same thing, Baruch Atah, Hashem and Mogen Avraham. Same thing we do by Moedim and say the Shem Hashem, we straighten up. Moedim Hashem Elikeinu and Baruch Atah Hashem Atev Shimucho Lochanu Elohidus. And the Rabbeinu Yoina explains that the bowing down is to inspire, instill with us a sense of fear. Bowing represents fear. I'm standing in front of the Melech and I'm concerned. Straightening up is a statement of bitochon, and he quotes the pasuk of Mishlei, "Biyiras Hashem mizvtach oyz." In the strength of biyiras Hashem, through the fear of Hashem comes the strength of bitochon. The idea being that when someone has something to be afraid of, then they have what to have bitochon about. When there's nothing to be afraid of, then there's minimal motivation to have bitochon because I don't have any needs. Everything's fine. Nothing to be concerned about. Of course, this is extremely relevant as we approach the Yomim Noroim, because as we approach the Yemei Hadin, then we certainly have a concern enough to lead us to say, hey, I'm trusting Hashem. I have bitochon. And that's really one of the ways to face the Yemei HaDin, as the Chofetz Chaim points out, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireov. Hashem looks favorably on those that fear him, and Lameyachalim Lachastoy, and also he looks favorable on the Yemei HaDin, especially on those that await his chesed, those that are putting their trust in him. So how can we engender this? How can we develop this? So I thought as follows. When we stand Shmoneh Esrei, the basic kavona is that we're doing avodah shebelev. That's tefillah is ezui avodah shebelev zu tefillah. It's service of the heart. It's not lip service. It has to be this feeling of servitude, this avdus, this avodah in the heart. And we stand there, and we think that the kavona is Chaim Soloveitchik brings it. You have to be mechaven that you're oyim lifnei hamelech. I'm standing in front of the Creator. I'm standing in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which engenders a certain amount of fear. We take it one step further, and the Ramban brings the Pasuk, when we're standing in Tefillah, it's Ke'enei Avodah Le'Adonayim, Ke'enei Shivcha Yad Gevirto, like an Eved in front of his master, like a maidservant in front of a mistress, Ke'enei Neino El Hashem Elokeinu Ad Shechoneinu. So too our eyes are riveted on Hashem. And basically, we're saying, we are servants and we're needy. We have nothing of our own and we're helpless without you. And we're awaiting Keine Neinu El Hashem Elokeinu Ad Shechoneinu our eyes are focused on you, Hashem. We're counting on you, Hashem Choneinu. So that's the way we're supposed to start the Shemoneh Esrei. Then we say Baruch Ator. Baruch Ator, I'm thinking, I'm standing in front of the source of all brocha, in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim. I am helpless, and I'm an Eved, and I can only turn to Him. But you know something? I'm afraid. Do you know why I'm afraid? I'm afraid because maybe I don't deserve. He's the source of all brocha, but I may be undeserving. And then I straighten myself up, and I think to myself, Hashem is zekif kefufim. Hashem is molei chesed and rachamim. I'm trusting His chesed, even if I'm not deserving. But the fact that I engender a little bit of fear, that catapults me into this sense of I'm trusting Hashem. Much the way we've quoted this here many times, the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos about why we don't say Halil on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because they're days of year of Afachad, fear, awe, reverence. U'mivrach mimenu, u'mona se'lov. We're so overwhelmed with fear of Hashem, we want to run away from Him. But where do we run? Into His embrace. So when we say Baruch Ator, and we realize that we bow down, I'm like an Eved, I have nothing. I'm only counting on You. You're the only one who can help me. And I may not be worthy. That catapults me into a feeling. Ator, Hashem, Hashem, Zekif Kefufim. I'm counting on Your chesed. I'm running into Your embrace because in response to the fear that I have, that I may not be worthy of all the things I want from You, there's no place to go except into Your arms, into Your embrace, and hoping and relying on the fact that You're going to help me. And this exercise we actually do four times in every Shemoneh Esrei. If we daven two times, three times a day, maybe women daven two times, maybe they don't say Ma'ariv, I don't know, but three times a day, and we have 12 opportunities to strengthen that bitochen. I'm an Eved, I'm helpless. That's why I'm standing Shemoneh Esrei in front of You to ask You for all of my needs. I bow down and I say, Baruch Ator, You're the Makor HaBrochis, but maybe I'm not worthy. I'm a little bit afraid. And then I bring myself up and I say, Mivrach Mimcho, Mona Selecho, I'm running away from You. But there's no place to run. There's no one else to turn to. It's only to You. So I'm turning to You then to help me from this situation where I find myself so helpless and so desperate and so needy of everything. And it's only through Your help. And I think that this is an exercise that we should really, really pay attention to. But it's not only in the Shemoneh Esrei. It's in everything in life. I think we pointed out once here also that it seems that there's an inyan of focusing for a moment on the problem. Don't just run and say, bitochen, nothing to worry about. No, if there's nothing to worry about, it's not bitochen. If there's something to worry about, then that can lead me to bitochen. So we have challenges. Let's take a moment, pay attention to the challenges. And from that attention, from that discomfort, from that nervousness, from that anxiety, from that fear of the problem and the challenge that we have, let's rise above that and say, I'm turning to You. I have no place else to turn to. It's only to You. And then I turn with a different reverence, a different passion, a different cheshik, a different level of trust and confidence in bitochan, because I'm coming from a place of negativity, of fear, of desperation, and that I run mivrach mimcho umono selecho. And I think that therefore, even though we laud the power and the importance and the necessity of bitochen in the Yemei HaDin, trusting Hashem that the din will be in our favor, that's why we dress up on Rosh Hashanah, that's why Megalchim Mestaprin Ev Rosh Hashanah. It's a yomtiv, because we're telling ourselves, showing ourselves that we're bitochen. Hashem, our Father, is judging us, and we have bitochen. But in order to have that bitochen, we really have to pay attention and say, hey, yes, we're working on a bitochen, the Yemei HaDin, but these are Yemei HaDin. this. The world is being judged. Hashem is judging us. There is a need. There is a problem. There is a challenge. I may not be worthy. And now, from that concern that I may be lacking in my worthiness, I jump, I run, I catapult myself into the arms of the Bnei Olam and say, I'm putting my trust in you because there's no one else to trust. And there is a problem. If there's no problem, there's no need for trust. If there's a problem, there's a pressing need for trust. And that leads me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's hope that in these days that flying by quickly and bring us closer to the Yemei HaDin, that we're able to ponder with a certain degree of seriousness. Blow the shofar every day. One of the messages of the shofar, the Rambam tells us, is to wake us up to tshuva. Yes, there's a concern, there's a need, there's a problem. We have to change, we have to improve, we have to correct our ways. And from that realization that, yeah, I'm not exactly necessarily worthy of everything I want, I bring myself to put my bitochen on Hashem, and that bitochen should be a schus, should be an entitlement to kol mili demeitav, Hashem should be memale kol mishalis libeinu, v'chol mishalis hacheilu b'nei Yisrael le'teva v'levrocha, and we should be zeiche to a geula shleima and a shnas chaim b'sholem and geula v'yeshua lonu l'chol Yisrael.